Welcome to the podcast where relationships, confidence, and determination all converge into an amazing heartfelt experience. This is Speaking from the Heart.
Welcome back to episode 105 of Speaking from the Heart. I'm glad that I'm back. I'm not partying anymore because I want to get down to business today, especially with you, as we talk about the most important subject yet that has been talked about in this show. And I have a lot of experience of not doing correctly throughout most of my life, self-care. That's right, the ability to take care of ourselves so that we have enough energy to do the daily things that we need to do, both personally and professionally, maybe even for our business, maybe even for our nonprofit, maybe even for our kids, which above all else, I know that for you, your kids are probably the most important thing. And I say probably because let's face it, there are some people that don't value their kids very well. But I understand why this is so important for many of you, which is why I want to spend some time today in this episode to discuss the importance of not only having self-care, but having the balance between not partying enough, but partying too much. And it takes me back to my college days. Being able to enjoy what life has to offer, carefree, not worrying about what life has in store for me. But I wasn't one of those people that actually partied, unlike some people I knew that would go on every single party scene, whether it was on campus or off campus, which you have to keep in mind, the school that I went to, before it changed, used to not allow any alcohol on campus, which of course people snuck alcohol on, but they then became a wet campus after they wanted to have more events featuring alcohol. So you can only imagine that the later part of my semesters at Alvernia University were a little bit different. But that's all to say that Alvernia is a wonderful school for those that are Franciscan Catholic or even not. It's a great private school to go to. I learned so much about it, but I digress. Because being able to take care of yourself means also understanding that if you shirk your responsibilities of the things that you need to do, you're not going to get the greatest results. Just like in college, if you are partying all the time, you're not going to be able to get good grades in school. The after effects, whether you are binge drinking or you are even feeling a little run down because you stayed up way too late, might even have an impact on what you're able to do to become better overall. I think that when we talk about the different things that are involved with self-care, we often mix them up with what we should be taking care of ourselves, the actual personal time, so that we're able to feel a little bit better about our own mental health. And I can tell you on numerous occasions where I've seen even some of my clients not taking care of themselves and their ability to become the best versions of who they are, because they've been oftentimes trapped in a box of not being able to get outside that box to be able to become more confident, become more determined, and to have better relationships with other people. But I think that this subject talks a lot more about the ability for us to have not only that care that we need to have, but also that ability to know that when it's too much, we're not going to get things done. I think distractions often become the biggest part of this conversation because the distractions that we have, whether they are things that we need to take care of, or even the things that we shouldn't take care of right away, oftentimes distract us from taking care of the bigger picture or the things that oftentimes need more time to invest in. In previous episodes, we even talked about this with the Pomodoro technique, or even just organizing the way in which you have the different ideas that you need to do, or even the different tasks that you need to accomplish, and putting them in a format that allows you to excel. But even with all those things, self-care is really an exercise of being able to stop, smell the roses that are around you, and then know that when you got enough of that sensation, to take that back and apply it to mental focus and clarity of the things that you have to get done. I think we mix this up with the ability to relax, to have a vacation, if you will. And by all means, I am a fan of having a vacation or two. I've enjoyed going to many different places, whether they are in the United States or even abroad for that matter, which I'm really looking forward to working on my bucket list of the various different types of countries that I have yet to visit. But when we relax way too much, we start to go on this slippery slope of overindulgence, which often creates bad values, bad habits, bad opportunities for us to excel. I think that we need to reward ourselves for all the hard work that we do on a daily basis, because we do grind quite a lot. I know of many business owners that grind way too much, myself included. But knowing that we have a vision and a mission that we want to achieve, whether that is through our business or even our own personal endeavors, we have to understand that the successes that we're going to achieve oftentimes need to stop and be celebrated, which my bookkeeper has to remind me about, because she's been the biggest fan of being able to help me with starting this. And I know that each and every one of you out there have the ability to be succeeded by somebody that wants to see you be successful and remind you of that as well, whether that is somebody significantly close to you or somebody else for that matter. But when is it the right time to throw a party? And what kind of people should we bring to that party if we are going to celebrate ourselves? I often fascinate myself, even around here in South Central Pennsylvania, the numerous amount of galas, celebrations, award dinners, all the different types of celebrations in which we honor individuals, people, even organizations for that matter, that do amazing work. You hear the same companies over and over again, and I'm not going to mention them to call them out here, because it's all about really what kind of culture they're creating. And I think that even when we talk about this subject, culture becomes a big, important topic. When we are creating the right culture so that we can cultivate the ability to take a break or even to reflect on what are the things that we've accomplished, even as a team for that matter, it can make such a big difference in the way in which our morale is boosted. But with all the companies that I keep consistently hearing about all the good things that they're doing, I often have to stop and ask myself, where are the medium-sized? Where are the small businesses? Oftentimes you hear about these large corporate entities, even law firms, maybe even healthcare, teachers for that matter, which teachers in themselves are such a significant category that I think they should be even honored separately, which they are. But when we are celebrating way too much of the organizations or even the people for that matter that come from the same places over and over again, does it even mean anything anymore? Does it give us any redeeming value? In other words, what did they actually do without breaking confidentiality or proprietary information that they might be sharing that makes a significant contribution to society? Now, let me caveat the last few statements to say, I am not one of those people that have gotten a lot of awards from running my business, let alone a coaching business for that matter. I know that for many of my fellow coaches, that type of award would be really a great booster in terms of the things that we're able to achieve. But if we're always chasing after the trophy, instead of chasing after ourselves, where is that balance then in our lives? I often look at the people that are celebrating this and thinking, do they have the balance? Do they have the ability to work a little bit, to be able to take care of their family, but also, more importantly, take care of themselves? As I record this episode, a recent death of somebody that I knew indirectly through a friend happened. And I often have found that when that death occurs, I see other entities or other people reach out to say, oh, what a celebratory life that they had. Or, wow, what an amazing thing that they've been able to do, and they went way too soon. But yet, this person was in their 40s and wasn't able to celebrate their life to the fullest. And it often scratches my head in thinking, for those that are celebrating in their 30s and 40s of the successes that they have you really achieved what you wanted to achieve in your 30s and 40s? Some people have. Some people are still working on what they're wanting to do in their 30s and 40s. And to them, if you're listening to this, hallelujah. I am glad that you're working alongside that. But I think that we are oftentimes swayed by the people that have achieved success so early. But yet our journey is only just beginning. The journey in which we're trying to figure out what is our identity, which we've talked about on this show, or even figuring out what's the best way to move forward despite all the obstacles that take place. I think that we oftentimes throw a party prematurely knowing that we might need to do a lot more work in this framework that we need to be able to succeed in. In other words, that framework that we're building ourselves from is only just beginning. This real success comes from not just helping people, but also helping yourself. Now, I know that for many of you, you might be scratching your head at this point and going, Josh, we all know, especially with what you've shared on this show, about the importance of taking care of yourself. But why, oh why, would you want to bash other people? Why would you want to say that their success should be minimized? And I would argue, it's not about minimizing anybody's contribution to society. I even would argue that the separate powers that we are come to be, the different things that we've even talked about on this show, are influenced by the fact that we want people to contribute. We want people to be happy. We want them to be successful. We are all in this together. But when you overindulge and you overspray the different types of words, accusations, opportunities, whatever comes from that orifice in your face, you often have to think, is there actually a better idea that is out there? Or is there a better success that we can achieve? But sometimes people don't get that chance to succeed or have opportunities, especially if they die of a young age. As a matter of fact, if you don't take care of yourself, you're never going to be able to achieve any of those successes. Grooming yourself mentally and physically are oftentimes separated, but I would argue in today's episode that they're conjoined together. If you're not taking care of yourself physically, you're not feeling good mentally. And if you're not talking to someone or processing things mentally, whether that is in a group or even with a best friend of yours, you're physically not doing well as well. Study after study, especially in the past decade, has even proven this connection about the importance of taking care of both sides of the human condition, which is why we need to promote self-care above all else. It doesn't mean that we compare ourselves to somebody else. It doesn't mean that we compare our businesses to some other person's business. It doesn't mean that we share or identify what we should be doing time and time again to drag ourselves through the mud. No, no, no. It's none of those things. If we are ever going to be authentic in this ever-changing world, our voice, the literal voice that we use, means that we have to appreciate sometimes taking a step back to rest that voice. We have to feel like we are able to take care of ourselves without any consequence or penalty. And I know that for many of you, you're thinking about that this is ridiculous. If I will slow down in this ever-changing world, which is only becoming more challenging, especially with the variety of different factors that are happening, I will never be able to achieve my dreams. But I would argue that if you do take a step back, you will feel better. You will feel that mental clarity. You will be able to celebrate all that hard work that you're doing. But most importantly, you won't be able to be held back anymore because you will have the reasons to get back in the action and celebrate not just what you are doing, not just what your business is doing, but what other people want to see in you that will shine and they will want to be just like you. Oftentimes, it's not about what other people are doing, and it's not about what everybody else is trying to do or be a copycat or stereotype, if you will. If you're ever going to find the success that you really want, and it isn't just about rest that I talk about today, you have to be able to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Look at what you have achieved, especially from the right circumstances that you ever had, and realize that you have the ability to be not just successful, not just loved, but you will have the opportunity of a lifetime where other people will be jealous to be able to take on that opportunity too. Of course, you won't just have people that are jealous. You will have people that will hate you. They will be frustrated by you because they see your success. But if you're going to be wrapped into what other people's businesses are, you have no business being on this podcast either. because you're comparing the notes of even what I am doing and thinking, wondering if I could do the same thing. But yeah, it's not about what I'm doing, your podcast host, Joshua D. Smith, or even my business, Your Speaking Voice. It's about what you are able to do. It's about what your inherent energy and power has lying dormant inside of you that allows you to celebrate who you are and be able to have a party like no other party, maybe even a bigger party like The Great Gatsby had. If you ever read that book by F. Scott Fitzgerald, you'll certainly enjoy the different types of things that are involved with that story, and let alone what The Great Gatsby was all about, which, spoiler alert, isn't really what it seems to be. But I will say that taking your time to groom, to take yourself to just appreciate what's around you, to be able to enjoy what life has to offer, even with the people, the places, and the things that you can explore and the lifetime that you have to explore them in, take that time. Learn new things. It isn't just about what you learn from a podcast or from reading a book. It's not just what you follow on social media or sharing that inspirational quote of the day to your Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever social media that you decide to use. Just know that it's about all the hard work you do and pausing to reflect on what that hard work is. Life is too short. You don't want to overindulge on even the celebrations that you have, so be in moderation with all the things that you do. Don't sell yourself short of the opportunities that you have, because confidence comes from the ability to not only overcome what's in store, but to also learn from others. To be able to understand that even when you throw that party was meant not just for you, but for everyone else that will be able to see what you're truly becoming. And no, you don't have to be like the big major Fortune 500 companies or even 100 companies for that matter. You don't have to be like the biggest regional employer. You don't have to be like the other Joe or Jane Schmo. All you need to do is be your authentic self, because everything else will come its way. Because when you have the audacity to achieve what goals you have and stop slipping on that slippery slope of overindulgence, trust me on this, you are already a success, not just for everybody else, but in my eyes as well. Thanks for listening to episode number 105 of Speaking from the Heart, and I look forward to hearing from your heart very soon.
Thanks for listening. For more information about our podcast and future shows, search for Speaking from the Heart to subscribe and be notified wherever you listen to your podcasts. Visit us at www.yourspeakingvoice.biz for more information about potential services that can help you create the best version of yourself. See you next time.